The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined on the line by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Not there, but in fact he's in the Antipodes. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, or should I say good evening? Yes, night time down here in Australia.
What is your mission in Australia this week?
Yeah, I'm at a big conference as ever, Pat. There's a big immunology congress happening here. It's the Australian Society for Immunology. So I gave a big talk this morning at that. But I'm also keeping an eye on the various science stories as well while I'm here.
And the biggest story at the moment seems to be concerns about melting ice in Antarctica.
Yeah, that's all over the news here, Pat. Exactly. Yeah, there's another conference. I'm not at it, but there's a big conference happening in Hobart in Tasmania. It's polar researchers, hundreds of them have gathered. And they just issued a big statement. They're saying unprecedented change in Antarctica in terms of the ice sheets melting. And, of course, there's big concerns if that continues because sea levels will rise. And it's the younger ones, Pat. There's lots of young scientists at the meeting, and they've issued their own statement. They're calling it making Antarctica cool again because they want to make sure the ice cap doesn't start to melt.
What would be the implication if the Antarctic ice did melt? By how much would sea levels rise around the world?
Yeah, they're making projections. At the moment, in the past 30 years, sea levels have risen by 10 centimetres anyway because of the Antarctic ice cap melting, they're saying, and that's a definite number. But if things continue, they're talking a metre rise by the end of the century, by the end of this particular century, and a metre rise in sea level would have devastating consequences. And it goes well beyond that. They're saying, look, if we don't stop these emissions and control, you know, the old greenhouse gas problem, a tipping point could be reached. And then, of course, lots of the ice begins to melt and the sea level rises. And many cities, of course, are close to the on the coast and so on, you know, and they'd be at risk of flooding. So it's the usual thing, Pat, the fear of flooding would be a consequence of this.
Now, they've done some calculations and they figured that the equivalent of a giant ice cube measuring 260 metres on each side is melting every single hour in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? But that's projected, by the way, if things continue that they are. But a huge amount is melting as it stands. 17 million tons of ice every hour is the final projection in the coming decades, that would be. And the important thing, Pat, is it's a tipping point. This phrase, tipping point, is used, as you may know, in climate research. A tipping point gets reached and you can't go back. In other words, you can't refreeze it all quickly again, and it keeps melting, and that's a huge disaster. If it all melted, the East Antarctica is the region they're talking about. If that all melts, sea levels rise by 50 metres. Can you imagine what that would do to the planet? So again, these projections are being made now at the moment.
Yeah, and that's the concern. I mean, when you talk about tipping point, the most common one we ever hear about in terms of Ireland would be if the Gulf Stream stopped. We would have temperatures like Nova Scotia in the winter. We'd be frozen out of it. Strangely enough, in a period of global warming, we'd be frozen.
Exactly. And in fact, that might happen with this because the fresher the water gets, and of course, this is fresh water often that's melting, you know, and that increase in fresh water in the oceans changes the saltiness. And that in turn then might affect some of these currents, and especially the one that we're most concerned about, the Gulf Stream there. If that stops flowing, that means a mini ice age in the Northern Hemisphere. And of course, they talk about that possibility as well.
Now, one of the big things we always hear about in terms of Australia and its vulnerability to climate change is the health or otherwise of the barrier reef, the Great Barrier Reef. So is it in trouble again?
That's the next one. So it's amazing, Pat. I mean, literally on the news, these two items have been back to back, the Antarctic one and the barrier reef. And again, there's a fear of a tipping point happening here. So, for example, recently, a huge amount of the barrier reef has died off, especially the northern section. A third of it has died off recently. And they're saying that's because of global warming. The water is a bit too hot. And the increased temperature of the ocean is one reason for this. And you get this bleaching effect begins to happen. But they're worried about this. And again, a damaging statement, Pat. Worst fears are being realized about this is what they've just said. Again, and you can imagine I'm watching the news and these two things have come on. It's disturbing, you know. And the worst fear is that we'll see lots of death of the barrier reef and that kind of all kinds of knock-on consequences. So again, a warning has come out on that issue as well.
Mm. Now, to the untutored eye, the barrier reef, you'd imagine, is a pile of rocks, but it's not. It's a living thing.
It is. It's the biggest living creature on the planet, actually. I mean, it's all interconnected. So sometimes called the biggest living entity on the planet. It's 2,300 kilometres long, by the way. It's a huge long thing, as you know, off the coast of Australia. 61 metres deep on average of a living coral, you know. And there's so many species of different sort of species in it and different species of coral. There's all kinds of interesting organisms that live on the reef. And of course, if it dies off, that will create an imbalance in the ecosystem, and that can have all kinds of unwanted consequences. One is part of in the news again. When it dies off, the new coral that grows is more vulnerable than the previous one. And again, you get to a tipping point where gradually the coral that replaces the old coral is much more susceptible to death. And then suddenly then the whole thing escalates. And again, they're using this term tipping point is at risk now for the barrier reef as well.
Did the COP29 conference get much coverage in Australia? And I mean, generally, how green are the Aussies? Would they be prepared to forego the Barbie to save the atmosphere?
It did. Well, again, you can imagine watching the news, Pat. They cover these two items in the context of COP29. Because, as you know, that big summit was happening in Azerbaijan. And there was a big row there because the developing countries wanted compensation to help them handle the damaging effects of climate change. And they eventually agreed to this $300 billion a year, amazingly, will be given by the richer countries to the poorer countries, because they're the ones who are most vulnerable. They often have cities on the coast and there's more flooding going on, you know. So again, that was discussed a lot. And then they're looking for more money. They want $1.3 trillion. Of course, the other thing is, as you know, Trump is threatening to pull out of the Paris deal. So it's gone down the agenda in many ways. But in Australia, they're very conscious of it, because of the things like Antarctica and the Barrier Reef, and they're pressing, the government here is being pressed to make sure it keeps up its obligations in terms of replacing fossil fuels. So it's a very active debate here.
Finally, a good news story for a change, and it could have been a bad news story, but it actually has a happy ending. Tell me about Gus.
Yeah, this is a good one. A little positivity towards the end on this issue. Again, this is in the news as well. So an emperor penguin has swam ashore in Australia. The first time ever that's happened. They live in Antarctica. You never see them in Australia, obviously. And an emperor penguin washed ashore in southwest Australia. They gave it the name Gus as a nickname. It was still alive, by the way, but it was pretty emaciated. They reckon it had swum 2,100 miles from Antarctica. Now, again, they're wondering, is that because of damage in Antarctica, you know, and the ice is less and then the penguins are moving out kind of thing? That's one possibility here. But this little penguin was rescued, Pat. It's quite good. And then brought back to health. It's good. A woman called Carol Bidolf was on the news. And she was describing this, how she managed to feed it up, you know, and put weight back on and rescued it, you know. And then they went out in a boat and they released it and set it on its way again back towards Antarctica. The hope is it'll find its way back, I guess. But that's a bit more of a good news story, I guess.
And how many of Gus's companions perished on the way to that beach in Australia? We'll never know, will we?
We'll never know. And the second question that came up on this item on the news was, will he be welcomed back into the fold? They're wondering now, will something have happened to him? You know, and he might not have quite a good welcome when he ends up back in Antarctica again. But it was a big one here, Pat, because it's never happened before. You know, to see an emperor penguin so far away from Antarctica is unprecedented. And again, they're wondering, is that a consequence of the damage that's happening in Antarctica?
And these emperor penguins, they're quite big. I mean, this fellow was 3 foot tall, so it's not a tiny little penguin you see in Dublin Zoo. It's rather larger and more imposing than that.
That's right, and very emaciated, lost half its weight. So Carol Bidolf was reporting how she had to very tentatively feed it fish and bring it back up to its normal weight. And then luckily enough, the penguin Gus survived. So good, Gus is now hopefully back among his fellow penguins back in Antarctica.
A long swim. Anyway, Luke, it's a long swim home for you too. Thank you very much for joining us from Australia.
Great, thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.